wear over. And then I have a white one that has the same blue on it, so that I could wear the jacket with the white one too.
Okay. Did you have I hope I don't embarrass you by asking this, but did you have a large following of men who would write you letters?
I don't know. My mother was always there. My mother was always with me.
Oh, that made it hard. And then she had a husband.
Right.
So it's right there in the fretboard.
Yeah, it's a mother of pearl.
Yeah.
Did they do that inlay,
yeah,
or was that done later?
Well,
okay.
They
wow,
did.
Nice.
Yeah, where do you want me to stand? Any place?
Well,
special?
You might want to go outside. It's definitely hot.
I think
though.
It's too,
too hot. All right, let's see. That's good. Just back up over.
What out of my shoe?
I'll move the case.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that'll work.
I'll hop out of the way here.
All right.
Okay. Feels funny to stand here with it.
Yeah.
I don't do it that often.
No.
Yeah.
But you must be attached to that guitar.
Oh, yeah. This is my baby. I was going to give it to the Historical Society when I'm gone, but the way they're handling things now, I'm not going to let it out of the family.
Yeah.
It'll stay with the family until they decide what they're going to do.
Makes sense.
The uniform is different, you know. Mm-hmm. I still got two in there that...
That probably needs new strings. And
yeah.
So the pickup, what is this?
It's
kind?
It's electric.
Electric.
I plug in.
You plug in.
Yeah,
correct.
I plug in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it is made out of, is this the thing that DuPont?
Well, this, yeah, this it's the, that's the finish that they.
The finish, so it wouldn't crack.
The finish, yeah. Yeah. And of course, there's a few cracks in it from just, hey, this is pretty old now.
It's beauty.
You know.
Nice bridge.
Yeah,
looks
when
like
was that? When was that made? Do you?
This one. Had to be in the 50s.
Okay.
Hmm.
And is that about when those recordings were made? Some of the
yeah, that's
okay.
That's what these, yeah.
Because I heard some of the echo on there.
Yeah, well
I like that.
Yeah,
though.
They put the echo chamber on. They was taken at the studio. They did that.
Okay.
They
what's
the
story behind this?
A woman came into a club where I was working in Boston. I think it was the Seven Seas, and she came a couple of nights and she made that up.
Yeah.
And he gave it to me.
Wow. So your husband must have liked you quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he made a big move, didn't he?
From the South.
Yeah.
Well, he went into the Navy.
Yep.
When he was young, because his mother and father had both died.
Did you have some help with that? Can
I just want to open the case.
Okay.
His mother and father had both died, and he was just a few months short of being old enough to go into the Navy.
Okay.
And one of his uncles signed for him, and so he was in the Navy for years, you know. He was 22 years altogether. But I didn't know him in the beginning, you know. And so it was during the war, and he didn't want to get married until he was could get yard duty, because he said, you're not used to some of the things that I see down in the, where the wives wait for the husbands. He said, you're not used to some of that stuff, because I was really a home person, you know.
Yeah.
And, so he waited till he got shore duty, and he had shore duty for 4 years up here in Boston.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So did you live near the Navy Yard then?
No, we lived in Dedham.
Oh, okay.
We lived in Dedham. We had a house built there. So these are quite nice, you know. The kitchen. This is the kitchen, dining room.
Yeah, it's nice.
This is the kitchen
that we have the dining room.
I had to buy a new dining room. That the metal one wasn't big enough. And this one, we have a porch out here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you use the porch in the wintertime?
No.
No.
No. Although I have two heaters. I have two heaters. That if I have a party or something, I can put both heaters on and leave the door open.
Stop performing. What do they think of the fact that you were a?
Well, they just take it. They remember. In fact, the man that owns the park, he said, "Oh, my brother used to listen to you every morning."
Yeah.
You know,
Wow.
So that, you know, it's nice to be, I tell you, it's really nice to be remembered.
Sure.
Yeah.
And this is a thing about the, where we got the fan mail from. You can see from WBC.
Huge area. Oh, and I want a picture of this. This is from the Buckaroos.
Yeah. And this, I made transcriptions with Hank Keane in New York on CSAC. This is falling apart. CSAC Records. And see, there's Rosalie Allen. She was she's the one that went out to that station.
Okay.
WOV.
Was she from here?
No, she's from New York.
Okay.
See, there I have there. I was in the Downhomers.
Oh, yeah.
Rusty Rogers. That's Rusty Rogers.
Oh, yeah, the Downhomers. That was, were they from Keene, New Hampshire?
They worked in Keene. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Kenny was in the Downhomers.
Yes, I think Rusty came in after him.
Okay, and what Bill Haley was briefly.
He was
the
beginning, and then, Kenny Roberts, and Rusty Rogers.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they were really from
Maine. These are big. My brother in the during the war, he was down in the Philippines, and he heard one of my programs down there, and he says, "Hey, that's my sister singing." They said, "Sure."
Wow.
But it was. They were playing it on the Air Armed Forces radio.
And that was, you said, is that the record, the one record that you made it?
No. The one record, I don't have it. Mine broke in moving. It got cracked, and then it broke. I don't even have one. I think Gordy Brown has one.
Okay. Wow. This is a pretty wide area. I mean, this is even a lot of New York and Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of.
I'm just going to take this in the sunlight.
Okay.
To get
fine
without my flash.
How about that? Even Winston-Salem. That's
it's amazing. And I think it tells on the back the different places.
Oh, I see. I had met with Richie Zack and his sister a couple of weeks ago, and Richie just passed away.
Yeah, I know. They're slowly going. Hey, listen, when you get up to our age, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
You do. I'm originally from New Hampshire, so.
I did a lot of New Hampshire work. Read a lot of fairs up there. Kantukuk.
Yep, Kantukuk. That was one of my favorite town names.
Yeah, I know it. You never know how to pronounce it.
That's great. Oh, so you were Cumberland, Maine. That's Portland area.
Yeah. I worked Portland with Ken McKenzie. Ken McKenzie and his wife.
Yep.
They're all gone. I worked a lot of shows up there with him. And then I worked the ranch there with Betty Cody and Lone Pine. Mm-hmm.
So ranch doesn't mean anything like a working
ranch.
No,
it was strictly a stage. Strictly stage.
Stage,
you can take that one if you want.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And then we can take
this. Yeah, take that. Yeah.
Great, because we'll start a little file.
Any of these things that say copies you can take.
Oh, great. No, because we'll archive them. That'd be wonderful. Copies, yes. Absolutely.
Copies.
So Suffolk County looks like
those. Those are all copies, yeah.
Good.
This,
all
this is a copy, too.
Good. Yes, we'll take those.
It looks like Suffolk County was your
main place. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have quite a bit of mail from all the different counties, but
that's wonderful.
But that takes the top row.
I think that it would be wonderful if you re-release something.
I've been thinking strongly about it because I have them, and hey, when I'm gone, what's going to happen, you know? So I'd like to do something with them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because my family all has, I've made tapes like I just put it to you. I've made tapes for them, but I mean to put it out, you know, commercially. You know, I would probably give some of them to the Country Music Association to have it there, you know, things. But I'm thinking, and Gordy did give me a name of some man, which I have lost somewhere, but
Gordy can give it to me again.
I could inquire for you.
Yeah, he said you have to call him. He said he does most of his work at night. He says you have to call him at night or send him an email at night. By the way, I was hoping you didn't have to call me today. My phones have been out today.
Oh,
okay.
No, we're fine.
I don't think so.
Do you have an email address?
They're still dead.
Oh, yeah, we should get your email address.
It's georgiamay1@juno.com.
Okay.
Just be sure you put the one down.
One, the number one?
One, number one. My brother put it in for me. He set up my computer for me and taught me what to do.
Yeah.
And, oh, do I miss him.
Oh.
Because being right next door, I start to do, I do labels for some of my groups, you know. I say, hey, Bill, I'm having trouble. I'll be right over. He'd come over and sit down and tell me what to do, and I'd write it down and go through it, you know. And now when I have a problem, I have to call my nephew in Walpole. He works for Raytheon, and he's a good computer man. And he'll say, okay, now sit down, I'm going to walk you through this. So he says, so-and-so, you know, but that's different than having somebody come in next door, you know. So I really, really miss him. He was a great guy. And just the two of us, you know. So, but it happens. Well, I hope I was able to give you some,
it's wonderful.
Some things that you wanted.
And if there's any way we can help you, you know, if you do decide to do that, let us know.
I'm very serious about it, because I've had, even a couple of years ago, my niece was down here, and my brother had taken some of the transcriptions that I'd taken at Christmas time with my brother and my mother singing, and she said, oh, she said, now that Bill is gone and your mother's gone, you should really have that on something permanent, you know, and so.
It's not a difficult process
anymore. No, it isn't.
Anymore,
and it isn't that expensive either.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, because I thought it would be a lot more. A friend of mine had some done, and it didn't cost her a heck of a lot of money.
No, I don't think it would be. What was I going to say? Oh, do you think we should go talk to Kenny Roberts? Should we go?
He's interesting to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's had a lot of experience with a lot of big names, you know. He was a, on the road. He was a road person, and I never wanted to get into that.
Yeah, he's still on the road.
Yeah, I know it. He was out in Nashville just recently.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just realized we should have you, we have a release form to say it's okay. We tape recorded you.
Oh, sure.
So let's find it. Here we go. Okay, we can there. I might get my other pencil. That was too big.
This is the other end of the room. This is my bed. My
bedroom. This is your bedroom. Yeah. Do you have more textiles in here, Lee-Mae?
Just one. Oh, yeah. That's my husband when I met him. And this was our wedding.
How soon did you get married after you guys met?
6 years.
6 years.
He was away.
Oh, yeah.
And this was my 25th anniversary. This is my mother and father's wedding picture. My mother and dad's 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
And our Evans' 40th anniversary. This is my mother and my dad. Yeah.
And what was his name?
Oscar.
Oscar.
Oscar W. Harrell. Oscar, we call him Red.
Red. And he was from Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Did you ever go to visit his family?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm planning on going back down again.
Oh, good.
To visit. He still has a brother down there. That's the wedding picture, yeah. My brother.
What year did you get married?
54.
54. Okay. So you like my mom. Are you the same age as my mom?
Mm-hmm.
She was born in 22.
She was born in 21.
Okay, so you're the same age as my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look a lot younger.
I don't tell anybody.
You don't
how,
look.
I don't tell anybody. They say, how old are you? I say, well, I'm standing up straight.
You look great.
I like your husband's hair.
Yeah.
It's like that Lyle Lovett.
Navy man, yeah.
Navy man. Longer than a lot of Navy men.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Start packing.
Yeah, I always...